Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, especially this week. This is my 12th anniversary week of the Small Business Advocate Show, and things are going to be just a tiny bit more obnoxious than they usually are. We're going to celebrate this thing all week long. The Small Business Advocate Show is 12 years old this week. Our website is 12 years old this week. Our newsletter is 10 years old this week, and we seem to pick this week to launch a lot of things, and so anyway, we're glad you're here. Thanks for being part of it after all these years. Somebody else who's been part of the Small Business Advocate Week for over 10 years now is about 10 and a half years now, is our good friend Jim Ballard. Jim is one of the guys that we go to when we're trying to make sure that we gain and maintain some balance in our lives. And he's been such a steadfast supporter of us over the last 10 plus years. In so many different ways, because as you know, part of our job here is to help you not only be successful in your business, but also be healthy, successfully healthy in a spiritual, mental, physical, emotional way, as well as the business side of it. And Jim Ballard is one of the guys who helps us with that. He's the author of a number of books, including one he co-authored with Ken Blanchard, another friend of ours, called Well Done. And he's got a new book out now called Well Done Parenting. He's here to talk to us about it. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, congratulations. And hearing you talk about how long we've been doing this, I mean, it's like we were kids. We were kids.
I know. Well, we started when we were only 16, right?
You remember walking the fence and teasing girls and pulling
exactly.
their hair. And hey,
yeah,
I mean it.
We've had some fun though, haven't we?
You know, I was listening back the other day to some of the archives. One of the archives that I happened to hit of one of our conversations that's on mm-hmm. on my website now, and
yep.
And it was I guess it was your 10th anniversary. It was a biggie, and you had somebody there who was giving you a tribute, and in a very solemn voice was saying, "Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, for your years of calmness and steadiness and solemn leadership." I mean, then we both just laughed.
Yeah, yeah, and it wasn't anything like me. I think that person was being a little sarcastic.
Well, he was kidding you.
Of course, and we know we speak sarcasm as a second language around here, and the teasing too. We like that too. Hey, Jim, the new book, Well Done Parenting, is I'm very excited about that for you, because this is an important topic, Jim. Small business owners are parents, and
yeah.
as you and I both know, small business owners weave a very fine seam between their personal life and their business life, and sometimes the family gets caught up in that, and the business owner has a hard time knowing where to devote their attention. Do I focus on the business so I can feed my family? Do I take care of my family today, but at the expense of my business? It's a tough balancing act, isn't it?
Well, you know, there's an interesting thing that you bring that up, because the emphasis, as you know, in Well Done, which is a takeoff on Well Done, but it's the killer whales were the ones that taught us this at SeaWorld,
right?
Because as we said in the first book, the way they train them is to pretty much ignore what they do wrong or redirect it, and we can talk about that in a minute. Because sometimes you can't ignore bad behavior, but they
right.
really put their emphasis on what they do right and reward and recognize that. And so the first book was about, the subtitle was about improving your relationships. And in this new book, we've taken those same principles and we've created a story for parents about a mother of a 2-year-old who happens to be training to be a killer whale trainer at SeaWorld, and
mm-hmm.
she takes the principles home and uses them, Amy does, and her husband Matt with Josh, their little boy. And each chapter of it deals with a different aspect of parenting young children, you know, mealtime, bedtime, potty training, sharing, and cleaning up toys and so on. But also the book deals with teenagers and with how to use those same principles. The reason that I think that it crosses that seam that you just spoke of between work and family, mm-hmm. is that you can be using those same principles and in a way you should be with your employees.
Mm-hmm.
To notice what they do right, call attention to that. Because as we said in the first book, you know, what in most businesses, what happens when somebody does something, you know, like they should be doing it and does a good job? Usually nothing. You know, it's when they screw up. It's when they do something
right.
Wrong, then somebody jumps all over them. So we're reversing that pattern, and if you can start that, doing that either at home or at work and then carry it over into the other arena, then you got it going all the time.
You know, Jim, you've heard the term, there are no atheists in foxholes. And it's interesting, in my life, I've had a faith life all my life. I grew up, my parents took me to church every week, and I've continued to do that as an adult. But I didn't really start what I consider to be my journey of faith until I became a business owner.
Right.
There are no atheists in foxholes, and I wonder how many there are in small business. But I do. There is a term that I've learned in my journey of faith that I think is alive and well and very productive in the marketplace, and that word is redemption. And what you're talking about is the methods you're talking about. To me, when I hear you saying these things, I hear you talking about redeeming people. Maybe in redemption, sometimes we think of redemption as this big production that you make, but redemption can happen in a small scale every day, couldn't it?
That's exactly right. That's, you know, you can turn somebody's day or world around if you suddenly, you know, turn to them and say, you know, I've been watching how you do that thing, and you do a really special thing there. I've learned that from you, how you deal with that customer. That was wonderful, what
mm-hmm.
you did.
Mm-hmm.
Then you walk away, and that person goes, wow, you know, I think I'm going to keep on doing that and do it even better.
Right, and try to do it more often. And,
yeah.
and we do that with our children. You know, my children are grown now. Yours are too. And I remember, I made mistakes with my kids, but I also remember things that I did right that I found out later where I was really glad that I did. And a lot of it was involved with redemption. And folks, think about that. Think about the idea of redemption. Think about an employee that you've got right now. Maybe they just need to be redeemed. They don't need to be fussed at. You don't need to complain at them. You don't need to remind them about what they did wrong. Maybe they don't even need to be let go. Maybe they just need to be redeemed. And we're going to be right back and talk a little bit more about this with our good friend Jim Ballard. His new book is called Well Done Parenting. 20 after. Stay with us.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. Happy anniversary to me. And at my organization, it's the 12th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're continuing to celebrate. As I said, fair warning, we're going to be just a little bit more obnoxious than usual this week. We're going to celebrate our 12th anniversary all week long with some really special people, like our good friend Jim Ballard, who's with us right now, who's already celebrated a 10th anniversary with us. And Jim is the author of the new book, Well Done Parenting, which you're going to be finding wherever books are sold, and I encourage you to go check that out, and he'll give us a website in a second. My website is also 12 years old this week, and that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Something we were not doing 12 years ago was talking about Twitter, but that's part of that's all the rage these days, isn't it? We're on Twitter. If you want to follow me there and see what we're up to, you can do that at Jim Blasting Game on Twitter. Jim Ballard, the new book, tell us where it's available.
It's in all the stores now, Barnes & Noble and, you know, all of them, and, of course, online.
Yeah. And, folks, if you go to any of the SeaWorld parks, look for it there, because the book is what you've done is you're using the analogy of how they train the killer whales to do tricks and not eat the performers. but by doing this. And so that would be good, wouldn't it, if we could teach our teenagers, Jim, how to come in on time and not be little heathens, as my mother used to say.
It's interesting that example that you said, how to come in on time, because one of the examples is, that's a good one with a teenager on a date. I think, if a teenager comes in on time, then we tend to say, okay, now I can go to sleep. Or she is just doing what I told them to do.
Threshold stuff.
What?
Basic threshold stuff, nothing spectacular.
Yeah, but if we got up or the next morning and we said, I'm so proud of you, and they go, huh? And we say, well, you kept your word, and it makes me really respect you for your integrity. I know you're a person that can be trusted. Thanks a lot. It helps me in my life as your mom or dad. And we can do that with little kids. Like, look at the way you cleaned up your toys. You were being so nice to the dog. You shared, and I'm gonna take you out for a special time because you've been doing this now for weeks. Every night you go to sleep without a fuss. And when we call attention to the things that our kids do right, and when we don't make a fuss so much over what they do wrong, which is, a lot of parents of little kids are scared. They think, I got to stay on their case because maybe they'll turn out to be bad, or maybe they won't be popular. All the fear of the parent that, maybe I'm not a good parent. So I have to keep on this correction track. And is calling attention to the wrong thing. What we call attention to usually gets repeated.
With children, one of the things that I did with my kids, whenever I got after them the hardest, whenever I was on their case the most about something that they deserve to be on their, they deserve for me to do that for, as you said earlier, sometimes you have to do that. I always made sure that they knew that while I was doing that was me loving them more than any other time.
Yeah.
Because I love them enough to put both of us in this situation. Now that's something that you can do, that you should do with your children, but also it's that kind of thing you can do with your employees too, isn't it, Jim? I mean, you
exactly
can say,
right.
The reason I'm talking to you like this, and the reason we're going over this, is because you're a valued employee. I want you to be successful in this job.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And in the book we talk about sometimes you can't ignore bad behavior or poor performance, but you can redirect it, meaning that you don't just jump on them. You take them aside. You redirect their energy. With little kids, you can distract them just like you would with, in the animal training, which is where it all comes from. You don't want to call attention to the wrong thing, so you don't make a fuss over it, but you take it to a place where you can end up praising them for something. And in the case of the employee, you can maybe sit down and say, I think it's probably my fault that I really didn't make the rules clear here. So let's go over this again. But you do it in a very positive and a calm way. And that's what we're talking about as parents too.
And the other thing is that if you have complimented them and recognized, if you caught them doing something right, it doesn't seem like whenever you do have to haul them up short, it doesn't seem like that's the only time you actually talk to them.
Yeah. I think that if we do this right, Jim, that the kids' mind, they're not dummies. And they'll figure this out. They'll say, the kid will say, there seems to be a connection here. every time that I am nice to my sister, I get all these hugs and praises and every time I'm naughty, nobody notices.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do more of the good stuff.
Hey, Jim, the book is called Well Done Parenting. Jim, what about your own website?
My own website now is lifecrafters.us.
Lifecrafters.us.
Yeah.
Check it out, folks. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for 10 and a half great years.
Thank you, Jim, for 12.
Thanks. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.